Heading into the last weekend of the Tour de France, Italy's Vincenzo Nibali is all but assured of a victory. The battle for last place seems pretty well wrapped up as well. That honor goes to Ji Cheng, who at last check trailed Nibali by 5.5 hours. But just by competing, Ji has made history as the first ever Chinese rider at the Tour de France. Ian Austin profiled Ji for the New York Times, and he joins me now from France. Ian, welcome to Only a Game.
Hi, Bill.
Is it fair to say that Ji Cheng has gotten more attention than the Tour's typical last place rider, known also, as I understand it, as the Lanterne Rouge?
Yeah, after the little red light that used to be on the back of a train. Well, I guess he's received more because of his unique status as a Chinese rider. He only moved into the bottom position, though, in the big mountains. So there were other riders who were getting that unwanted attention earlier.
Mm-hmm. Ji Cheng races for Giant Shimano, a team that is headlined by sprinter Marcel Kittel. What is Ji's role on that team?
Well, obviously, Ji's role is not being in first place overall in the Tour de France. he's one of the vast bulk of the peloton. They're guys who are known as domestiques, so, you know, literally servants. And he has a very, very specific job. When you've got a good sprinter, as they do in Kittel, most days on the stage of sprinters are going to win, a break gets away, and it's allowed to go away, sometimes for several hours. At the point where Kittel decides that it's time to shut down the break, G goes up to the front of the riders, and he rides at 55, 60 kilometers an hour until the break's caught, and then he goes out the back.
When you spoke with him, G didn't sound very concerned about his position at the back of the pack. Why was that?
Well, because G takes doing his job seriously. So that means, you know, he works very hard on the flat stages, but when it comes to the big mountains, he showed me some of his power numbers, and they're actually lower when he goes over a huge climb than they are when he's on the flat and cranking it up to chase the breakaway. He just takes it easy.
As you explain in your piece, bicycles continue to be very popular in China. Racing bicycles, not so popular. How did G end up in his line of work?
He was a runner in his youth and quite a high-level one. And he's from Harbin, which is quite a snowy, cold place in China. So in the winter, running wasn't feasible. What most of the runners there did was cross-country ski, but he doesn't actually like the cold, so that was a problem. What the city does have, though, is a velodrome, an indoor bicycle track. So he started going there in the winter instead of out on cross-country skis. There was another problem with that. He doesn't actually like the track. You know, you go round and round and round. What he did find that he liked was going out on a road bike, which was very unusual for China because basically, till quite recently, Chinese racing has almost entirely been on the track.
At the Tour de France, the crowds are, of course, a factor. Both packs of riders on the course and the spectators alongside it. How has G adjusted to those variables?
A lot of the roads in the Tour de France, Giro d'Italia, which he's also ridden, they're the width of a very small driveway. Mm-hmm. So he had to, first of all, learn how to fight. Well, his first race, it was just he said he couldn't figure out what everybody was fighting over. So they sent him, he came over here, Shimano had a program to bring Chinese riders over to Europe. So they gave him an incredible baptism by fire. After a lot of falling off, G figured it out. The crowd, well, it gives him a headache.
You mention in your article that G has ridden in several of the other big races in Europe. Is this something he's going to continue to do?
He seems really determined, although you have to feel a bit sorry for the poor guy. He does a very long and arduous season here, but when he gets back to China, instead of resting up like the guys who are based in Europe do, he has to ride races with the national team. So he went, I think, 4 years without seeing his father. Last November, he got married, had, less than 24 days with his wife, and he hasn't seen her since.
Ian Austin is covering the Tour de France for the New York Times. You can link to his article, Last Overall in the Tour but Blazing a Trail, at our website, onlyagame.org. Ian, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.